This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 28, and today's devotion is titled, The Daily Order. The Daily Order. Our scripture memory for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. It says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Today we're going to be looking at the daily order, or in other words, how you go about your day. When I was younger, I had really no idea how to run a household. My mother was a wonderful homemaker, and yet somehow I had no idea how to run my own household. So many of the things I've learned over the years have been learned the hard way. They've come by trial and error. I have found that my greatest enemy has been a lack of self-discipline. We've talked quite a bit about self-discipline over the last few weeks. If you struggle with self-discipline, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and just be self-disciplined. It takes training. So don't get discouraged if one day you're on top of things and the next day you're not. Just keep plugging away at it and you will eventually form good habits. Hopefully over the last month you've already begun to form good habits and things are getting easier for you as the days go on. As I've said before, I believe that a lack of self-discipline is a problem for many women who feel frustrated at home. So keep praying about it if you're struggling with self-discipline. Our scripture memory for today says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Did you know that was in the Bible? God is not a God of chaos. He is a God of order. And when you give your life to Him, He wants to take the chaos from your life. He wants to replace it with calm and order. Have you ever walked into somebody's home and maybe it was just a complete disaster? Maybe shockingly so. Maybe you're surprised. There were dirty dishes in the sink, clean laundry in piles on the sofa, crumbs on the floor, the children were a mess, or whatever. But you know what I mean. If you walk into somebody's home like that, maybe they're having a bad day. It can happen to all of us. I mean, literally, it seems like nobody ever comes to visit me. Nobody ever drops in on me when my house is spotless. But I guarantee you, if my house is a disaster, for whatever reason, the pastor next door or somebody is going to decide to pop in. But if you walk into somebody's home and it's terribly chaotic, do you think they have their life together? Is it your first thought? Oh, this mom's really got it going on. She's really together. I want to be like her. Probably not. But if you walk into someone's home who has their house tidy and it smells good and you can maybe smell bread baking in the oven or, you know, a delicious spaghetti sauce cooking, there's peace and quiet. The kids aren't running around screaming. You know they're doing something right. Yesterday we talked about putting our household notebooks together. You're probably still working on that, I hope. If you were really energetic yesterday, maybe you got a lot of it put together. If you do, if you're still working on it, that's okay. It's going to take some time to get it just the way you want it. Hopefully you printed out a sheet or created a sheet where you can begin to plan your days, your schedule, some sort of routine. If you don't have one printed, you can take a blank piece of paper. And I want you to write down the chores you know you should be doing on a regular basis to keep the house reasonably clean. They can be chores that need to be done every day, chores that need to be done every week. On that blank sheet of paper, I want you to write down the chores you know you should be doing on a regular basis in order for the house to stay clean. Basically, those chores that should be done on a weekly or monthly basis. We talked about yesterday about how we can keep the house neat and tidy by having our morning routine and our evening routine down. So today we're going to be looking at our weekly routine. There are different approaches that you can take. Some women I've known in the past have enjoyed cleaning a different room each day. This approach works best, in my opinion, if you have a small house. You could divide it up like, say, Monday would be the kitchen, Tuesday the bathrooms, Wednesday could be the laundry, Thursday the bedrooms, and Friday the living rooms. But if you have a larger house like I do, you're probably going to need to find a different way. A lot of women have certain chores for each day. This method has stood the test of time. Monday traditionally has been the laundry day. Tuesday, you could do bathrooms and floors. If you have a small family, 2 to 3 people, it's much easier to do laundry once a week. But if you're like me with a lot of kids and a lot of laundry, you might find it easier to simply do 2 loads a day, which is what I generally recommend. I know that if I need to do at least 1 or 2 loads every single day to keep the pile in the laundry room from growing into a mountain. If I wait a week to do laundry, it piles up so high that it takes me hours and hours to wash it all. So that's another option, having the chores for each day. I like to have certain chores for each day of the week. My weekly cleaning schedule is this. On Monday, I mop my floors and vacuum the carpets. I actually vacuum probably more often than just on Mondays, 2 or 3 times a week, because we have a lot of people in our house. But that's one of the chores I generally give one of my girls to do. But the floors are on Monday. Tuesday would be kitchen chores, you know, cleaning out the refrigerator, washing the stove, wiping down the appliances, that sort of thing. Wednesday, I focus on the bathrooms. Thursday, we change the sheets on all the beds and wash the linens. My older girls, my teenagers, they share a bedroom, and they are in charge of washing their own bed linens, so I don't do that anymore, but I do still take care of my younger children, my younger daughter's bedroom, and my own, of course. So we do that on Thursday. And then Fridays, I like to bake bread. Sometimes I do that earlier in the week as well, if I'm baking more than one day a week. Get everything dusted, all the furniture dusted and polished, and then do all of my final Sabbath preparation, making sure that the home is ready for Sabbath, the candles are lit, and that sort of thing on Friday. But by doing my morning and evening routines each day, like we talked about yesterday, and then having my weekly cleaning schedule, my whole house can stay company ready most of the time. And when I say company ready, I'm not talking about spotless, because I don't believe in having a picture perfect spotless house all the time. I mean, after all, we're a family and we do live in this house. Have you ever gone into somebody's home and everything is just so perfect, you're afraid to sit down, you're afraid to touch anything because you're going to break something? That's not what home means to me. I'm not embarrassed if my house is straight, but there's a few things out when somebody drops in. There are days when nothing goes as planned, like this week. I had to be gone from home for 2 days, and everybody else was at home, and things kind of went awry. But if I'm disciplined, I can maintain an orderly house on a regular basis, and for the most part, keep it reasonably neat. So today, as you look at your schedule, begin to fill out the daily schedule, print out whatever you chose to use to organize your daily tasks. You may want to print out one for each day of the week and go to it on its respective day, or you may want to just allot time for your weekly chore on one of your schedules, on one schedule, and then have a list of the chores for each day to refer to. However you want to do it is fine. We want this to work for you. That's the most important thing. And I want you to actually look at your schedule and use it. Because what good is it if you don't actually use it? Get into a habit of doing your morning and evening routines. For years, I placed printed out routines and schedules around my house in different rooms that we frequently were in during the day. I would post them where the children could see them so they knew what was going on, what their school schedule was like. But that way I didn't have to, since I have a rather large house, I didn't have to run up to the kitchen to look on my schedule, or I didn't have to always have my household notebook in my hand in order to look at what came next. But however you want to do it, just make sure that you are comfortable with it and that you are excited about it and that you're going to use your schedule and your routines every day so they become a habit. And when things go wrong, if things come up, your schedule is not your master. You are the master of your schedule. So if things do go wrong, don't stress about it. Don't fret over the fact that you didn't get your schedule completed the way you wanted to. Just pick up where you left off or just start out over the following day and just keep going. Don't let it ruin your day if things go wrong. Because believe me, life isn't perfect and things are definitely going to go wrong, probably more frequently than you would like. In a few days, we're going to be getting ready to deep clean the house so you can maintain it without much effort, because remember, a clean house is easier to clean than a messy house. So begin thinking ahead and planning for several extra hours of housework over the next few weeks. Decide, you know, what days of the week or what time you can set aside during the week to really, really clean and organize and get every nook and cranny of your house in order so that you can feel good about it and it's easier to maintain as you create those new and good habits. Continue to ask God to lead you in your daily schedule. Ask Him what He wants you to do with your time. And He will help you to do all things decently and in order. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You so much for being a God of order and not a God of chaos. Lord, we want to get rid of the chaos in our lives, and I just ask that You bless each of the ladies today. Be with them as they strive for a better home life, a happier home life, less stress in their life, Lord. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. Help us to know exactly what we should do with our time, how we would best use it to Your glory. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Children and Chores.